Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Coming up, top of hour number two to talk Alabama. That's every Friday. Hour three, we head out to Vegas. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, checks in with us for most of that hour. It's already Friday. You ever heard me say that? Probably have. It's already Friday. How does it get here so fast? I don't know. I don't. Starting, let's say, Tuesday. I'm not like most. I'm not looking to Friday to get the hell out of here. I love doing the show. I'm not trying to get to Friday as fast as we can and then check out on you. No. I love hanging out, doing the show with all you folks out there. It's already Friday. We've got sponsors. I mean, what's going on around here? The Strike and Spare Studios is where we are. We're in the Wilco location. Couple of locations. Crazy Charlie, closer to downtown in the 615 area. I'm out in the Wilco, the southeastern, well, not really southeastern, but the southern portion of the Strike and Spare Studios. I've been here for 5 years. This did not start with some pandemic or whatever. I'm going to teach you again. I've got some COVID news for you. I've got a story for you, but I'm holding it. I'm not going with it for a while, but it is apropos for all of this. Oh, my gosh. You can't make this crap up, y'all. But I'm not sure when I'm going to release the Kraken on this one. But I will at some point. Yes, it's already Friday. And I'm excited about the show. Oh, no, I'm very excited about the show today. But getting to Friday has never been my goal. I love doing the show. Monday. Sundays, when I know it's about to be Monday, it's like, let's go. Let's do it. Come on, let's go. Let's go. So Kevin Hagan, Brad Powers, Friday edition from the F&M Bank hotline, 615-844-5600. If you're going to dial us up today, you're welcome to do that anytime you want. Yeah, anytime you feel like it. On Twitter, at Bill Is King. Probably won't be able to get a sponsor for that. I'm just guessing. Nobody wants to be affiliated with the filth that is Twitter, other than what we do with the show. Yeah, when I criticize Twitter, it has nothing to do with you. Your interaction on Twitter is beautiful. It's wonderful. Love it. It's awesome. Email the show anytime you want, billisking7@gmail.com. All right. Did you see this? Did you happen to run across this? Georgia, the Peach State, the red clay dirt of Georgia. Signed into law the NIL bill yesterday, the governor of the state. Did you see this and did you read the fine print on this? Now, some of this, well, you got states with their bill, which are not necessarily the exact same bill. Okay, they can all read somewhat different. Some of them may read the same. Then you have a federal bill that is not passed yet, has not passed yet. So you got all kinds of bills out there. But Georgia and some other states have already done this, Florida, etc. Signed into law on Thursday the Name, Image, Likeness bill. I told you, nobody really knows what the bleep is going on, other than let's just throw it wide open and wing it. That's where we're at, y'all. Where we are with the leadership of college sports is let's just throw it wide open and see which way the wind blows. And that's where we're going. I have told you this is a terrible idea. I don't give a bleep what the mainstream media thinks. Never have, never will. Never will comply with those frauds in the mainstream media. We'll never join them. Would rather jump off a cliff than join them. Did you read the fine print on the Georgia bill? Schools in Georgia, colleges in Georgia, will have the right to take 75% of a player's endorsement money and redistribute it to other, perhaps not so fortunate, student athletes. Yes, it reads that way. Did you see that? Like I told you, y'all, in my best southern slang, we are talking seat of the pants here. Schools can say, Johnny Five-Star in Georgia now. This is in the state of Georgia. If you're in another state, your bill might not read that way. I know Florida's does it, okay? All the states, I don't know any other state that has this language in it. If there is one, let me know. Again, this is not the United States law bill. This is the state of Georgia. So if you're in, again, Florida, don't fret. This does not affect you. This is in the state of Georgia. Schools, Georgia, Georgia Tech, etc., can take. Now, again, aren't required to, but can take 75% of Johnny Five Star's name, image, likeness, money, and do anything they want with it, redistribute it to Johnny Two Star. Now, the way it reads, I think, is they would put it in a... this is... If it weren't so comical, I could get through this. I guess they'd put it in a bank or an account, and then they would redistribute it upon graduation, I think is the way it reads. Now, it's not, let me repeat, it's not a requirement. It's just with your powers, you can do this if you choose. Now, if you're Georgia, would that be a smart move? If you're the University of Georgia and you sign Johnny Five-Star quarterback, which they've signed quite a few of those, right? And Johnny Five-Star, let's say, gets a endorsement from Coca-Cola right there in Atlanta. I'm just making this up. And it's $100,000. Again, I'm making up the number. It could be whatever. Georgia could take $75,000 of that and say, we're holding it, we're going to give it to other people. You don't think that's a recruiting problem? I don't think Georgia will do this, by the way. That would not be smart, okay? That would be a recruiting detriment Let me think about this. So if I go to Georgia, they're going to take 75K of each 100. Me is Johnny Five Star Mix. Or I can go to one of these other states where they let me keep it all. Let me think this over. I think I'm going where I get to keep it all, right? It's not my problem that Johnny Two Star ain't getting his fair cut here. It's not my problem. Johnny Two Star can go get a job if he doesn't like it. Yeah, that's in the bill. That is in the Brian. By the way, Brian Kemp and I'll just leave it at that. I saw that yesterday. I was looking around on Thursday, and if you're Georgia Tech, would you do? I wouldn't. If I'm Jeff Collins, I would object to that. I mean, if I'm going to get a player, they ought to be able to keep their money, right? Think about Georgia. The state of Georgia is, again, just, if you look into a field of grass and it's just beautiful, lush, right? It's what you think of the word lush, just lush with greenness and healthiness and everything else. That's the state of Georgia when it comes to players, when it comes to athletes. Just loaded, loaded, loaded. You want to screw up some recruiting rankings, promise that you're going to take Johnny Five Star's money and redistribute it. Yeah, make that promise, and let's see how the old recruiting rankings hold up. But like I explained to you in the past, this is total seat of the pants. Nobody knows how this is going to go. Nobody knows how it's going to be received. Nobody knows other than it's a big freaking mess. That's all we know. That's all we know. And we'll have fun with it on this show in the future. I don't know when this page is turned to where we're talking about this, but there are going to be lots, matter of fact, I guess, lots of recruiting conversations where on the show we're going to say he did this because of this sponsor. The reason for selecting a school has and will be forever changed with this garbage of an idea. But it's coming. It's more than coming. It's here. Yeah, I should say it's here. Few states. Now my guys up in Ohio keep saying, Bill, we're doing nothing up here. What's going on? You'll comply. Yeah, I don't know when. I can't take you state by state. But, oh, you'll comply. I think Indiana hadn't done anything yet, so my IU guys, my Notre Dame, Purdue, all those. Hey, Bill, what are we doing? Oh, my God, Bill. You'll comply. Yeah, we got to get, hey, up in Indiana, I got to get all my Catholic people together. We got to get some money to Johnny Five Star to help Brian Kelly. They can't compete with Alabama and Ohio State and those teams.
Good morning. We have seen quite a bit of THP units out here scattered up and down sections of I-40 in and out of Wilson County, even over in Smith County. Watch your speed this morning. Traffic still looks good right now, 65, coming up through Brentwood and Franklin. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, it's a grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
VINOVITE.com. symptoms. It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
The Omni will be there on the 27th of this month. So, a couple of Thursdays from now. It was the 20th. Yes, I promoted the 20th, which at the time was accurate. And then they decided, let's take a little bit more time. Let's take another week to make sure we've got the menu just as delectable as possible. And so we got a memo, said Bill, let's, and Charlie, and everybody, Crazy Charlie, let's move it a week. So on the 27th of May, a couple of weeks from yesterday, we will be there and can't wait. We have not been on the road with the show, but I can recall, somebody can point me out an exception to this. We have not been on the road for 13 months. March of 20, I believe, was it. We were at the Omni. Commitments, yes, absolutely. Commitments is a go for this year. It was never a no-go. We were just waiting to get through. And we will be in mid-December. Again, I don't have the date, but mid-December of this year, 21, we will be at the Omni doing commitments. And even though this is year, what would this be, year four? We've only done two of them because last year was a no-go. But this is the fourth year. And we're looking forward to it. And again, you're all invited. Everybody is invited wherever you are from. You don't need a ticket. You don't need Bill or Crazy Charlie or somebody told me it was okay. You don't need an approval. You bring anybody you want. Do you need a ticket to get in some door or no? You don't need a ticket. Do I need my name on some list to where somebody can check my name off? No. You don't need anything. You need the ability to show up. That's it. If you can show up, you're in. Those are the rules. If you can show up, you're in. It's that simple. So you're invited, and we have a big get-together up in the suite up top the first night on the eve, and then the next morning we do, what is it, a five-hour show? We do 6 until 11 Central. We feed you breakfast. And, no, we feed you breakfast. It's free. Yeah. Big breakfast bar is rolled in there. Now, the night before in the suite, we have some adult beverages. That is not costing you anything. We'll have some beer and maybe a few items. Mainly just some good old beer, if you're so inclined. If you don't imbibe, that's perfectly okay. No worries. No worries at all. If you'd like to have a sip or two, that's fine too. But the night before, we just, that's a mingle kind of thing. We just get together and everybody meets and greets. And we just sit and have a good time. Get to meet a lot of the folks you hear on the show that show up. And it's a good time. So I can't, you'd think I'd have you a date. I haven't looked yet, but it's, I'll give you a date. I'll tell you what, somebody remind me by Monday, I'll have you a date. What is the early signing period date this year? I'm sure Kevin Hagan has given it to me in the past. Usually he looks it up about a year in advance, but I just haven't looked this time. But in due time, in plenty of time, we'll have it for you. Kevin has dialed us up from down in Dublin, Georgia. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, Bill. This morning was the first time I've heard about the name. There's some image likeness here in the state of Georgia. I didn't really keep up with the news yesterday. But we may be, you know, it sounds like redistribution of wealth, of course, but we may also be looking at it the wrong way, just putting a spin on it two different ways. As one is maybe the General Assembly is poo-pooing it in a way. And the other way is, you know, maybe that is also a way for Georgia schools to keep a recruit or a player, whatever you want to call them, if they do have endorsements. Because they can say, I don't know when this redistribution could happen, but if the school has that power, maybe they could say, hey, you transfer, you're not going to get 100% of this. You're only going to get 25%.
Yeah, the ideas, the possibilities, like we've mentioned, are probably limitless. I really don't know how this is going to go. It could be, like we mentioned prior, Kevin, it could also be a distraction or a reason not to go to a Georgia school. Now, I don't think Georgia's going to let that happen. I mean, I'd be shocked.
Hopefully our state will not allow that to happen. Of course, I don't like Georgia or Georgia Tech, so I don't really care what happens to either one of us. But I'm Georgia Southern. We're frowned upon by both of those schools.
Kevin, be safe out there, bud. Stay in touch, man.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. On Twitter, at Bill S. King. Again, if you're one of the schools in Georgia, you're not required to hold back 75%. It's just you have the option to do that. I don't think it reads you've got to do that. It's just if you choose to. If you're Georgia, there's no way. You're the University of Georgia, let me say. There's no way you agree to that or you implement that. That'd be horrible for recruiting. You're going to take Johnny Five-Star, and you're going to say, we're taking your money? Does that mean, now again, I don't know what this is in the fine print. Does that mean the money first has to go to the school, then the school divvies it out in pennies and increments to Johnny Five-Star? Who handles the money? Now, again, this is state by state until the feds get involved. There's a federal law that's somewhere floating around and that has not been passed yet. Okay. But right now, it's just each state implementing their ideas on it. And not every state has done it yet. On Twitter, Bill is King. Jeff, down in the Fultondale, which is the Birmingham area. Bill, this is a ridiculously stupid rule. It could destroy recruiting. Would you like a video copy? I know I would, of Kirby Smart when reading this. Or if they tried to pull this in Alabama on Nick Saban. You imagine that? Nick Saban just had, I believe, and there's a million stats about Alabama, right, in the draft and how they're so far ahead of everybody else and this and that. You've seen all that. But here's another one. From their class of 17, somebody correct me on this, were there 6 or 8 first-round picks from that one recruiting class? You think that's a recruiting item you may want to use? I'm sure they've already done it. Was it 6 or was it 8? One recruiting, the class of 17, ended up with, I think it was 6, but you bean counters will correct me. First round picks. Now, what if we went back in time and you had in Alabama now, name and likeness, name, image, likeness, and you told each and every one of them, we're going to take 75% of what you were getting from whoever your sponsor is, and we're going to redistribute it to others. How do you think that goes? Now, again, Alabama does not have that same rule. I'm just saying, what if? Just making it up on the way. Here's a, this is really good. Lake Norman Buckeye. This is so good. Bill, all of a sudden, some of these sports media idiots don't like the redistribution of wealth. Huh? That's another one. That's another incredible irony here. Oh, the Corona Bros, and I haven't really kept up with them on this topic. They're all for name, image, likeness. The Corona Bros are for total anarchy. Whether it's the planet Earth or whether it's college football. The Corona Bros who are associated with college football, which there are lots of them, in case you don't know. Dan Wolkin, Stewie Mandel. These guys writing articles with just blood in the ink of the pen that they're writing on, even though they're typing. Metaphorically speaking, wanting, and it's amazing, they don't pick out another league but the SEC. That's the other irony. The SEC must demand that you cannot get into games without a vaccine and or testing and or a mask, triple mask for everybody. Yeah, right now, how are the Corona Bros on the old redistribution of wealth? That is so funny. Gosh, that the irony of that is so funny. Karen checking in from her new home, Nebraska. On that river in Nebraska. Says, Bill, the fact that no one knows how name, image, likeness is going to work, the Georgia law perhaps is more about Title IX, which still is confused, and the NIL issue, along with any other questions, many other questions. Nobody really knows, she says. True. I mean, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Georgia dog, Bill, Johnny Five-Star coming into college isn't a first-round draft choice with 84 other guys contributing. Scout teams, less heralded players that block. play defense, catch passes. Very few of these 85 get drafted, but they help build the first rounder, just my opinion. I can just tell you, if you're in a state, and the only state that I know that's doing this is, so far, is Georgia. That's a recruiting problem. And Georgia is right at the very top of the elite schools recruiting. The very top. That's not new. Yeah, that is not new. Allen in Tampa, who's been to each commitment, says, Bill, the suite is a very good time. Yeah. There's a few suites. I don't know how many suites the Omni has at the very top, but they have quite a few. And Music City Todd picks out what last year wasn't last year, but the last time we had commitments, which was December of 2019, right? I'm trying to get my year straight. Yeah, last time, one of the suites was not ready. I don't know. I think they had a big party up there and they trashed it or something. So yeah, things happen in hotels, y'all. So Todd said, Bill, I got to switch suites on you, which was they're all nice. Doesn't matter which one it is. They're all really nice. But, oh, yeah, and the night before at the suite, you just come up and did we leave? I think we just leave the door open. I don't remember. But either way, knock on the door or leave it open, but come on in. You are not restricted at all. Just come on up. We would love to have you. Georgia Dog has a piece. Oh, this is Griff. This is Griff. And makes sense here. An article, and here's the headline from Dog Nation. Griff, who's with us on Tuesdays. Georgia Bulldog Athletics, no plans to split NIL endorsement money. I wouldn't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Georgia, you can't do that. You've got to, and I would do the same thing. I'm not splitting that money up. Go get your own endorsements, the way I would look at it. The Lake checking in also this morning. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. The Lake, who goes by the name The Lake on Twitter, Lake Martin in Alabama. Beautiful. This is a quote from Greg Maddux, one of the most masterful pitchers in the history of somebody standing on a pitching mound. He says, there's no need to steal the sign when I'm pitching. I'll tell you what I throw. It's an 89 miles an hour sinker, and you won't even swing at it. Signed, Greg Maddux. There's not many things prettier than standing behind, like on camera, watching Greg Maddux pitch. I don't know if you do it any prettier, and he was not a fire. You know all these college guys throwing 97? This guy might have hit 91, 92. Good luck with it. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase here coming through Jolton on 24 here up by Whites Creek Pike. You got all that traffic behind it coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County right now. Interstate traffic looks pretty decent down I-40 through Mount Juliet. Watching that traffic leave Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
DQ presents Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042. 0042.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Redneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Redneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio. If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
I touched on this a little bit yesterday. And I think Notre Dame is trying to get out in front of this name, image, likeness that fits their needs. And again, just to remind you, I'm not for this at all, but it's here. It's coming, and it's here. And Notre Dame, now again, everybody's got their own way to recruit, and everybody's got their own target area, and their own blueprint, if you will. Notre Dame's is different, obviously. It's more, well, a lot of schools recruit nationally, but Notre Dame truly has to. You're not going to make a living recruiting South Bend, Indiana, right? At all. Or the state of Indiana. You know, there's some players there, but not much. So you got to go all over the place. And again, Notre Dame's a worldwide brand, but you got to go everywhere. And this looks like a brilliant idea. Notre Dame is putting up billboards in cities across America. I believe they're in, here's a list that I saw so far, and I think there's more than this. Billboards in Tampa, Dallas, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Chicago, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Phoenix, and many, many others. St. Louis is one. But cities all across America, where here's what they do. And I'm wondering if this is one step away from the name, image, likeness when we get to that with everybody, which we're about to. They take a player, for example, Kyle Hamilton is from Georgia. There's a mock draft that has him the number two player in next year's overall draft. He's a 6'4", 220 safety who's a freak. Absolute freak. They've got a billboard in, I think, Atlanta with him on the billboard. says something like, I chose Notre Dame, da-da-da-da-da. But it's a sales pitch to athletes, to football players, etc. And I'm wondering if in the future not only will there be a billboard up, but the sponsor with the image on the digital billboard. I would assume that's what they're doing. They can't do it yet, but I'm assuming that's what they're doing. Whenever they get that either inside the state passed or federally passed, but all these states where Notre Dame goes. And they've got billboards up in St. Louis, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, again, Atlanta, Charlotte, Tampa. I'm sure they'll be all over Florida with billboards up. That's a very smart, because nobody, now I was about to say nobody needs to recruit more nationally than Notre Dame, but I'm not saying other schools don't do it. I mean, Alabama will go. I mean, Najee Harris is from California. Bryce Young's from California. They'll go wherever. I mean, Alabama doesn't care where they have to go to get players. The class of 23 in the state of Alabama right now has 5 5-stars. Maybe in that class they don't travel as much. 5 5-stars, I believe, in the top 27 players in the class of 23 are in the state of Alabama, if you look at the rankings the way they are rated right now. Now, again, those move around, but as of right now, the current sophomores who are about to finish up their sophomore year, the rising juniors, there are 5 5-stars from the tiny state of Alabama. Population-wise, Alabama is not one of your bigger states at all. It's amazing. That would be a good number if you're in California, Texas, Florida, Georgia. It's in Alabama. But I'm wondering if Notre Dame, back to Notre Dame, I wonder if this is a preemptive strike on name, image, likeness. Because they're putting it up there right now. And they are on billboards. And again, I saw somebody put out maybe it's somewhere between 13 and 20 cities. It may be more than that. They may be rising them up every day. It's a brilliant idea by the Irish, who, frankly, you've heard me talk, for a while now have recruited well, but not like the superpowers. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, those schools. They get out-athleted and they match up. And, yeah, you point out the regular season game with Clemson. I saw that game, too. But the playoff game, which was do or die, was another we weren't very competitive game. If you're Notre Dame, right? Wasn't. That game was not that game was not pretty. Well, no, that was, the ACC championship game. Yeah, that wasn't a playoff game. Then the Alabama game, I mean, you never thought they could win the game, but they were technically, quote, air quotes, in it at halftime, but I never thought there was a chance they would surpass and win that game. No, everything was in hand. Alabama was just doing their thing. It just wasn't a big run-it-up game like some of those other games. Yeah, Dom puts up a picture. I guess this is from Irish Sports Daily, and it's a billboard. Coach's hot seat out in Lake Tahoe. Check it in. Bill, I'm guessing that taxes will have to be taken out of the NIL money first. Yeah, how's that going to work? Each and every one of these states, again, you have your own state law. But do you think these players are responsible enough that when the tax man calls, they've got to pay their tax bill? You think they're going to have any of that money left to pay the taxes they're due on whatever they're getting? So, because of that, does that mean the schools better be giving out the money? Maybe not to everybody, but player, college students have no freaking clue, okay? That'd be a problem. Yeah, that'd be a big problem. If Johnny Five starts handling the money, it ain't getting to the tax man. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase here coming through Jolton on 24 here up by Whites Creek Pike. You got all the traffic behind it coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County right now. Interstate traffic looks pretty decent down I-40 through Mount Juliet. Watching that traffic leave Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, is coming up on June 11th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA championship odds updated Thursday. The Nets currently the favorite to win it all, plus 250. The Lakers behind them at plus 350. The Clippers at plus 600. The Jazz at plus 750. And the Milwaukee Bucks at plus 800. Tomorrow, the FCS football semifinals. Delaware taking on South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits coming into the game a 9-point favorite. The over-under 37.5. Later, James Madison and Sam Houston State. The Dukes a 1-point favorite. The over-under 47. UFC Fight Night, Watterson versus Rodriguez in the women's strawweight division. The main event, Michelle Watterson plus 180 on the money line. Marina Rodriguez minus 210. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunshine, highs around 70 for tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the 50s, a chance of showers on Saturday, cloudy, highs near 66, and Mother's Day Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, highs near 77. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Allen in Tampa, Bill. The state of Florida will be good for recruiting. There is no state income tax. Yes, that's another item. That is another consideration. Players making decisions based on taxes. You think that'll happen? I do. And now, will it be every day? Maybe just a few choice players, but you want to go to a place that's got a state income tax? I wouldn't. I'm just telling you right now, I wouldn't. We don't have one here. There are very few states. Jeff, too, pulled up a list. This was this a couple of years ago, whenever it was, and it was the states and not federal. Obviously, federal is different, but your in-state tax, state income tax. Very few states don't have a state income. Tennessee's one of them. Florida's one of them. And not many. So, Johnny Five Star, you want to go where not only you're going to get federally taxed, but you're going to get a state income tax also on top of that. Again, would that be a big item? Probably not. How many people command the money that where it would matter? I'm guessing not many, but it still will be for a few, a consideration. I'm thinking. Alabama's population is 24th, according to Jeff. So about halfway. Yeah, about halfway in the population. Ranking in the United States of America. Oh, Kevin Hagan, who's coming up here at the top of the hour, sent me a text. The date for the early, well, shouldn't even call it that anymore. The 72-hour signing period in December is the 15th. 15th of December is the date. What we will do then is the day before the 14th, people who need a hotel room. Oh, I didn't even mention we can get you a really good rate at the Omni if you need a place to stay. Some people just come in and then leave, but a lot of you need a room, need a hotel room, and we can get you a really good rate at the Omni. Now, I don't have that link yet, but we'll get it. Getting you a room is not a problem that time of year, but we'll get you a really good rate. And so on the 14th, we start checking in, and we have to get together that night, the 14th, up in the suite, and then the next day we'll do the show. And everybody will come on down. Now, we do that from Bar Lines, and it's a blast. It is an absolute blast, just hanging out. What we do, I tell you what we do a lot of, is we bring you folks down. Now, a few of you don't want to be on mic. You're not comfortable with that. That's your prerogative. There are no demands there, but those of you who are comfortable, we bring you up to the mic. Have a good time with you. Yeah, have a really, really good time with you. Jeff 2 pulls it up again. States with no income tax. No state income tax. There's only, I think he lists 9 here. Alaska, that's good for Alaska recruiting, in case you want to go there. Florida. Nevada, New Hampshire, but there's an exception. New Hampshire doesn't tax earned wages, but does tax investment earnings. Number 5 is South Dakota. Tennessee is another one. Texas, Washington, Wyoming. Boy, I'm sure. Washington? Washington is a Julia state. I mean, Washington is as blue as you can get. They don't have a, wow. That is, I didn't know that. I would have not known or predicted that. You would think Washington is into taxing the bejesus out of everybody and wasting the money like the government does. Like the federal government does. Wow. I did not know that. Yeah, I did not know that. I was not aware of that. Let me put it that way. Kevin Hagan coming up top of the hour on this Friday edition. Looking forward to that. That's always fun. Talk a little Alabama with him. And top of hour number 3, Brad. BradPowerSports.com. I have another son graduating today. Another son who is finishing up his college degree. I've got 2 now, my 2 oldest boys. Like I told you, a college degree is vastly overrated. unless you're specializing. My oldest is going to dental school. You can't just show up at a doctor's office, dental office, law firm, accounting office and say, hey, just train me. I'll be ready in about a year. We've got to go through a regimen, right? My son, my oldest one's about to go off to dental school. So that is a worthwhile college education. My other one has an accounting degree, who just finishes up today. Matter of fact, Mama's on the road right now, heading up to Rocky Top. But for the most part, my advice would be, if you don't know what you're going to do, don't just go waste your money on a college degree and then be in debt and then wonder what the hell you're going to do. That's a waste. It is not worth it. You're told otherwise, but it's a big lie that's been perpetuated for centuries. It's not worth it. Ask Alan in Tampa. It's not worth it. Kevin Hagin coming up next. I got a degree in biochemistry. What do you think I'm doing right now with it? Kevin Hagin and Brad. We'll be back.